The Clean Water Action Council says Brown County's plan to close Renard Island amounts to a huge expansion of the kidney-shaped offshore landfill. Sediment from Green Bay Shipping Channel used to be deposited there. The artificial island stopped accepting the PCB-contaminated dredgings in 1996. This week, Brown County's Harbor Commission approved a proposal to officially close the island. Port Director Chuck Larscheid says the plan is to gather sediment from the bottom of Green Bay and deposit it on Renard. The dredgings will come from parts of the bay that he says have been shown to be less contaminated than sediment nearer the Fox River.
The Clean Water Action Council has a point in saying, you know, you're bringing in an awful lot of material, or proposing to anyway. We think it's wise to bring in the material to help shape this facility so we can have drainage and a few things like that, but we're not expanding the size horizontally of the facility.
The size will increase vertically. Under the proposal, Renard Island will rise about 50 feet. The executive director of the Clean Water Action Council likens it to a big loaf of bread stuck in a little pan. Rebecca Cater says Renard Island is already over capacity, and she questions whether the structure can withstand the extra weight. Plus, she objects that it'll be capped with sediment she says is just as contaminated as that in the Fox River.
You know, we're spending $400 million to get this material out of the river, and we're putting it in very controlled landfills. This is the same kind of sediment, and it's in a leaky structure. It's like a toxic tea bag sitting in the bay.
The Brown County Board and the State Department of Natural Resources must approve the closure plan before it can be implemented. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.